Before hearing Mr. Alawi's account of how things are going in Iraq, members of both the House and Senate got separate closed-door briefings late yesterday from some of the top U.S. officials involved with Iraq. Those officials acknowledged the strength of the ongoing insurgency there, but they insisted the National Assembly election scheduled for late January will indeed take place. NPR's David Wellna has a report.
As Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld emerged from a private briefing with senators, the assessment he offered reporters of how things are going in Iraq was decidedly sober.
We are up against a very serious collection of enemies, terrorists, extremists, people who use terrorism as their weapon of choice, people who cut off people's heads, and the task that the moderate people in this world who are being opposed by the extremists, the task we have is to deal with them wherever they are, and it will take time.
Asked how much longer the insurgency in Iraq will last, Rumsfeld refused to make any estimates. He said those who do make such predictions must have what he called mystical powers. Alongside Rumsfeld stood the new U.S. ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte. More than 2,000 United Nations elections officials are supposed to be in Iraq, but only 35 have shown up. Still, Negroponte painted an optimistic scenario of Iraqis going to the polls 4 months from now.
I think preparations for those elections are proceeding apace, and if our plans for training and equipping the armed forces of Iraq continue as they have been up until now, that security conditions should be adequate for the satisfactory conduct of those elections by the end of January.
But the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, General John Abizaid, said given what appears to be a growing offensive by insurgents there, there could be quite a fight to make those elections happen.
We know that the enemy will come at us very, very tough, but we also know that we've got the military capacity to deal with anything that may come our way. In 3 years of fighting in the Middle East, we have yet to lose a single tactical engagement, and we're going to keep it that way.
None of the U.S. officials said anything about plans to retake areas in the so-called Sunni Triangle that are currently controlled by insurgents, in particular the rebellious city of Fallujah. Lawmakers who attended the briefings said no such plans were spelled out either behind closed doors. But Virginia Republican John Warner, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, said he was struck by the tone of those officials as they described what's happening in Iraq.
And they're very mindful of the deaths, not only of our armed forces, but the most recent of civilians. That makes for a lot of somberness. So I don't suggest that that somberness that they may have reflected today is any lack of confidence in their feeling that the mission can go forward, is going forward, and will go forward to enable the Iraqis to have those elections in January.
Warner confirmed that the Pentagon has already had to begin spending a $25 billion reserve Congress approved earlier this year that was meant to keep the war effort in Iraq funded late this year and early next year. Another Republican on the Armed Services Committee, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, said it's going to take even more resources if the spreading insurgency in Iraq is to be subdued.
We need a more robust security presence. It's going to be difficult to hold elections in January if the roads are not secure and you have pockets of ungoverned areas.
One Democratic senator said after the briefing that listening to U.S. officials on Iraq, he no longer knows what to believe and what not to believe. David Wellna, NPR News, the Capitol.